Jim Ananich, who is from Flint, as well as Lisa Brown from West Bloomfield. State Senator John Gleason from Fletching introduced a measure this week that would help parents be more involved with their kids' education. On the other end of our line is State Representative Jim Ananich. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Well, this seems to be a pretty cool bill from the aspect, I think you know as much as anyone, a lot of the issues that we have in education come from the challenges that we have in the home. We got to have the parents after the kids and after the teachers and administrators and engaged, and you're trying to help that process.
Yeah, one of the things I try to do is I look around at what other states are doing, and if someone's doing something pretty well, then I have no problem taking it from them. And 14 other states are doing this, and I just think it helps, as you said, get parents more involved, which we know is obviously the best. The more parents are involved in a kid's life, and the more parents are involved in school, the better the school's going to do, and the better the child's going to do.
All right, tell me about the Family Education Leave Act.
Well, it's pretty common sense, and I think I'm going to get some bipartisan support for it. It would require 8 hours of unpaid leave per school year. Per child, for a parent to do academic things, not, specifically like tutoring and parent-teacher conferences, IEPs, which are for special education students, things that really would really help their students to get the academic needs, academic services that they need. They have to give a week's notice. It's pretty common sense. It's not that overreaching, I don't think, by any means. I think it's just a real good bill that helps, families, get involved with their kids' schooling.
Well, I wanted to get your take on a phase-out of the personal property tax, which is the number two tax reform priority of Rick Snyder and his administration. What's your take on that?
Well, my coming from Genesee County in Flint, my number one priority, and I think everyone should be, is about getting people back to work again. And, if the personal property tax debate, I think, needs to be robust and, very thorough. But if it doesn't create new jobs and doesn't lead to people getting back to work, then I don't see the point of doing it. I think that's the focus that we lose in Lansing too often. You get these folks that they come to Lansing and then, we get status quo again, where it's just all about Lansing talking to Lansing, and the folks on the street get forgotten. And I have a real problem with it. I think that our number one agenda needs to be a track record of proven results to get jobs, and that's all that people want. The debate about which tax we should increase on people and which ones we should decrease on others, I think that loses the message that people really want to hear. They want to hear us talking about ways to create jobs. We saw unemployment go up again just recently, and I think people are getting really tired of us sitting around Lansing debating things that I think have very little to do with whether or not someone gets a job again.
What can you do in the next quarter? Is there anything that you can do in the next 90 to 120 days to create jobs, not only in Flint, but in Michigan?
Yeah, I actually worked with some of my colleagues to propose a piece of legislation. We had about $700 million left over from Governor Granholm's budget. Extra money that we weren't aware of, so it was about just under $1 billion. I propose that we took $400 million of that, half to go into alternative energy projects that create jobs right now. We've seen a lot of success, a lot of growth in that industry. There's a revolving loan fund already set up. It'd be pretty easy to get that money out into the hands of entrepreneurs and businesses, and they could start hiring people right away. And the other aspect is we have crumbling roads, bridges, infrastructure projects that right now that are beyond the point of, almost to the point of not being safe anymore. We could use the other half of that money to get projects started right now. This is a good thing for our state. It's a good thing to get people working again, and it's proven to get people back to work. And I think those kind of things, and anything else that Republicans or people in the Senate or the governor wants to do that creates jobs, I'll be right there. I've been working with the governor on economic gardening stuff.
We've been talking with State Representative Jim Ananich. Jim, I got to get to a hard break. Thank you so much.
No problem. All right.